This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on citizens to adopt the spirit of Swadeshi and support locally made products. Addressing a function at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi stressed that true service to the nation lies in promoting indigenous goods amid global economic uncertainties.
Aur jo cheez Bharat ke logon ke kaushalya se bani hai, hamare liye woh Swadeshi hai. Hame वोकल फॉर लोकल मंत्र को अपनाना होगा. हम संकल्प लें कि हम मेक इन इंडिया प्रोडक्ट्स को ही बढ़ावा देंगे. हमारे घर में जो भी नया सामान आएगा वो स्वदेशी ही होगा.
Prime Minister stressed that India, poised to become the world's third largest economy, must prioritize its economic interests, particularly the welfare of farmers and small industries. He urged citizens and traders to embrace Make in India products, especially during the upcoming festival season, as a tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees in Varanasi. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will flag off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya Cant weekly train from Bhavnagar Railway Station today. The minister will also virtually inaugurate two other trains, one between Rewa and Pune and another between Jabalpur and Raipur. Our correspondent reports that the new trains will benefit various states including Gujarat, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra. Election Commission has doubled the remuneration for booth-level officers, BLOs, and enhanced the remuneration of BLO supervisors involved in the preparation and revision of electoral rolls. In a statement, the poll body informed that as per the revised structure, the annual remuneration for BLOs has been doubled from 6,000 rupees to 12,000 rupees. Additionally, the incentive for BLOs for the revision of electoral rolls has been increased from 1,000 rupees to 2,000 rupees. BLO supervisors, who play a crucial role in overseeing the electoral roll preparation process, will now receive 18,000 rupees annually, up from 12,000 rupees. In Bihar, the world-famous third edition of much-awaited Bihar Museum Biennale 2025 will be organized in Patna from 7th August. Director General of Bihar Museum, Anjani Kumar Singh, informed the Akashvani News that Biennale 2025 will be focused on Global South, sharing histories, which will provide an opportunity to delve deep in culture, heritage and society of Latin American, African and Asian countries. Russian air defenses intercepted and destroyed 112 Ukrainian drones over its multiple regions, including the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, last night. Russian news agency TASS, quoting the Defense Ministry, reported that the air defenses on duty destroyed and intercepted 112 Ukrainian fixed-wing type unmanned aerial vehicles over the past night. Russia on Thursday accused Ukraine of carrying out deliberate attacks targeting civilians, stating that 7 people were killed and over 120 wounded over the past week. Indian Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh today. Very heavy rainfall is expected in Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Bihar. Citizens in Delhi NCR woke up to a drizzle after rainfall lashed the national capital early this morning. IMDS predicted moderate rainfall with cloudy skies and lightning in the national capital region today. India's Murali Sri Shankar clinched the gold medal in the men's long jump at 2025 Phosana Memorial, a World Athletics Continental Tour bronze event in Kazakhstan. Sri Shankar, who recently made a return from injury, recorded the best effort of 7.94 meter in his opening attempt to finish on top of the podium. Jandri Ubas of Philippines, 7.53 meter, took home the silver, and Nazim Bebiev of Azerbaijan got bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.